A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah subhanallah. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala kareel al-muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi ajma'in. Wasabihi ajma'in. Ameen. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems and knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance. I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. He's trying to get some things straight here, inshallah. I can get it one more time on Facebook. Here we go. I don't know what the problem was, but we got it. We're going, inshallah, we'll be on Facebook in 1 second. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah who sent down upon us his book, most clear, and later revealed for us in the last ayah. This day I completed for you your way of life, completed my blessings and my favor upon you, and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated. In his clear book, I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have regard, taqwa, consciousness, for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. Well, you know, when we're in the age of technology, you know, we sometimes have to, you know, bend with technology. So alhamdulillah for the patience, and we're on everywhere we need to be on, inshallah, right now. So a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I guess we're good everywhere, right? I don't wanna... Alam talara anna laha Galera Lakum Mafisa Wat Fi Massa Wat Me Spanala Fas Fis Sama Wadi Wadi What Mafilardi What Asbaga Alakum Ni A Ni A Hag Spanala Ni A Maga Spanala again. Ni amahu thahiratan wa bil tinatin wa minna nasi men yajadilu filahi bigari ilmen Walla hudan, walla kitabin munir. And we say, Salak Allah Wadeen. And the translation and expression is as follows. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to you all things in the heavens and earth and has made his bounties flow to you, seen and unseen? Yet there are among men those who dispute about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, and without a book to enlighten them. So we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. I actually like that expression right there. Sometimes that one's a little shady. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today's khutbah is actually the second part of this ayat with a different title. The first part was the gifts from Allah. And that was delivered on the 25th of December. This one is live in our reality. Live in our reality. Hadith, reported hadith from Abu Huraira, who may Allah be pleased with him. He said, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever travels in the path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise. Abu Huraira again reported that the prophet, peace be upon him, said, when a human being dies, his deeds end except for three: ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, or a righteous child who prays for him. And reported hadith from Anas, who reported that Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was saying, he who goes out in search of knowledge is in God's path until he returns. And we always begin with praise and thanks to Allah. Highly glorified is he who will never leave the believer regardless of the situation or the circumstances. Allah will never leave the believer. Over time, it has been shown throughout history, and especially during these days, that the one who leaves is the one who does not believe in the creator of them all and the creator of it all, the one who is the owner of it all. And I bring this up because as I sat down yesterday and put my thoughts together and made my notes, I began asking Allah to guide my words and my actions, as I always seek to please Allah. And when I thought about what happened on Wednesday, I began to see that continuing this ayah that I started would be the best thing to do. And even though it is one ayah, it seems to have two parts. And I hope most of you listening, I know who's here with me has heard it, but I hope most of everybody who's listening got to hear the first part. It's on our website, it's on our Facebook page, it's on our YouTube page, and if you need to, just let me know, we'll get a copy to you, inshallah. I mean, I won't review it, you know, unless I'm making a point. And then in the midst of my point of my thought, it'll be a connection to this khutbah today. So, inshallah, we'll move forward. When Allah tells us, but of the people is he who disputes about Allah, we know that there are people who are not going to believe in God. And not only that, they will argue with you about it. Now, the word jadala is the root. It means to dispute. It means to contend. But it also means to twist firmly. Twist firmly. And we're presenting a thought pattern here. We're presenting a thought pattern here where I want to make sure that when someone is willing to dispute something or argue about it, it is their mindset that has believed what it is they're disputing. And they have to believe it. They're going to argue for it. They're going to stand up for it. They're going to storm doors for it. They must believe it. Right? And we're looking now at how inside of a group of people, there are those who, right? There are those who, this he is symbolic for the group of people. Okay? Who are twisted in their thinking. Allah just informed us that he has given for our use, our utility, as the Imam has put it, our utility, the whole creation, the heavens and the sky, the earth, all the resources. He has just given us that as for us, for our resources. And when our thinking is twisted and our minds are small, and I'm speaking to that one who disputes about what Allah is, what Allah has done, and what Allah will do. This is because they have been living inside of a filter that the shaitan has put over the world. They're not living in what I want to call, you know, that's why this could, and it took me a while to figure out a title. But when they're living in that filter, they're not living in reality. They're not living in reality. In the hadith of Jibril, alayhi salam, when Allah showed him the creation, he responded. And he said, how could somebody go wrong in a place like that? And then Allah showed him the creation after Shaitan had touched it, had put a filter on it, had blinded the people to what the world is really is, right? Allah says the world is an illusion, right? Then Jibril responded, my Lord, how can anyone go right in that? So that's something very important for us to realize, that the way the Shaitan has attacked this world, for us to try to even be on the mustaqim is tremendous, tremendous. So you must live in some type of world that you cannot see what God has done for some mankind when you're under that filter. You have to be in some kind of other world, right? When you cannot see what God has done for mankind, you know, and there's some reasons to this, and I'll get into these as I continue, but let me say this. Allah says that they have no knowledge, they have no guidance, and they have no book giving light. See, the Shaitan wants an uneducated human, period. Right? And let me say this. What could be the worst form of miseducation to someone who does not see, does not believe, or does not even acknowledge God? And I'm not, you know, going to call names or terms for these type of people, because I think it's even bigger than that. Because even the atheist believes in something. So when you put your faith in something, you have a belief system. You just want to change what you quote unquote believe in. But you have put something over you in a belief system. So it's bigger than that. You know, even the spiritualist believes in something, right? I'm speaking to those who have become enamored with this world they believe to have lived in and think that it is real. So let's go back. When the body of Adam, alayhi salam, was just a shell for 40 years, right? And the 40 years is a sign of maturity. That's why the 40 years is so significant. You know, the 40 years you had in the story of Musa, alayhi salam, 40 years. In Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was 40 years old when he received revelation. So the 40 years is a sign of maturity. Establishment. But when the body of the shell was actually there, there was nothing inside of it yet. So the Shaitan would go through, he would go through all through the body, come out the nose. He would do all type of things, and he figured out, okay, it's empty. It's hollow. And this is why the Quran says, and when he thought this, and this is his mindset, he thought this, he said, so Allah says in the Quran, that said, and Shaitan said, and I shall lead them astray and fill them with vain desires. And I shall command them, and they will cut the ears off the cattle. And I shall command them, and they will corrupt God's creation. But all who take Satan rather than God for their master do indeed most clearly lose all. So please understand this. When someone thinks so highly of themselves that they begin not to want to accept Allah's control, Allah's will, when they do not want to acknowledge that there is something bigger and better than them, then they will fight it. And what we are seeing now is that is the he who has been led astray. The he who has been filled with vain desires for generations. Not just for years, but generations. Especially not for just for the last 4 years. This world has been fighting this battle since God said to the angels, and when I have breathed into my creation of my will, my plan, my revelation, then bow down to it, not to the creation, but to my will. There is the dispute right there. Arrogance can mess you up so bad that you don't even hear what you're mad about. And then when all of a sudden you had to sit there, sit back, and you had to say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought this. I thought you meant that. Some do not want to accept the will of God. They would rather tear it up, right? Now, what we saw Wednesday, Allah, and in that ayah it says, and they will create up God's creation. The ozone layer. Scorched earth. All of this. And I'm still on this one ayah. I'm still, this is all coming from Allah in this one ayah. But how could I not, with the help of Allah, look at it like this? When we see that the shaitan will see us in our state that has nothing inside of us, right? This is how he sees us. You know, the word hollow means a depression in something, right? Now, you know, a depression is when you push down on something. That's a depression, right? But depression means misery, sadness, gloom. Depression is what they say when the economy is down, right? What we are in now is a depression of recognizing God. We are in a depression of educating of humanity. And as I close this first part, when Allah says that there are those who dispute about him, he is telling us first that they are twisted in their thinking. And this is in the form three, which is called the reciprocal. But I wasn't happy with that. So I went to the Imam Qasim Bird book, and it describes this form like three. Form three. He says, normally, form three normally expresses the application of form one. So form one is something that only happens once. It only happens once. But form three expresses the application of form once to another person, which emphasizes a one-sided initiative. Right? So this means to me that it's like I'm right and I can only see I'm right. It also means one is trying to convince the other without even hearing the other side. A one-sided argument. If that makes sense. I'm just hearing what I want to hear. I believe what I want to believe, and I'm not going to listen to anything else. Think about what we're seeing in the world today. I got any love in our heart, DB, that was God, that's begrant mercy, and so I grant a bounty without measure. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Live in our reality. Live in our reality. So understand that there is a reason for this type of thinking and type of behavior, right? These are people without knowledge, ilm. In the ayat is ilm, right? And we accept that it means knowledge, but we know that from our teacher, radiallahu anhu, Imam W.D. Muhammad, it means, you know, it's the science of things. It says it in the what's name, but we said look at it as the science of things as well. You know, so we should look at it as science first. Right? And Allah also says that they're without guidance. Hudan, right? They're without guidance, and they're without a book giving them light in this darkness. Kitab, right? So knowledge means facts or information. Facts or information. So if you base something you're doing and you have no facts or information, what does that tell you? It is an understanding of something, right? Man, Muhammad, he said that knowledge is Allah's plan and it is on his path. That's where knowledge is. Knowledge is not anywhere else but on his path. The Prophet is reported to have said that he who goes out in search of knowledge is in God's path until he returns, right? So that's the connection there. The Imam gave us this term. Reality supported knowledge. Listen, when you live in a world, speaking at individuals of like minds, that have twisted thinking when it comes to reality, then they do not have any knowledge. But when you're living in a world with reality supported knowledge, then you live in a world that will support you overcoming those, whoever they are, without it. Knowledge also means grip or to grasp, right? You've heard the saying that you don't have a grip on reality, right? They have no grasp of what's going on. Right? Allah is revealing to us right now in front of our eyes. When we dispute something, it is in us to do that when we have no knowledge of what exactly we're disputing. They say we just gonna dig in, and this is what I believe, and I'm gonna dig in, right? People will argue with someone about something they have no grasp of, right? And brother gonna tell you how to paint something, and he ain't never touched a brush in his life. You know, so I mean, it's part of what we do, you know, as part of what we do. But they feel it is right because this is what they believe, period. You will not be able to change their mind no matter how many times, right? Allah tells that in the Quran, right? He tells Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so man, don't kill yourself wishing they believe. Surah 18. Speaking of Surah 18, our Friday reading, you know, you got all day to read Surah 18, all right, for a reason. Allah says in Ayat 54, you know, I normally don't do the numbers, but I'm going to give you this one to be exact. Allah says, and we have certainly diversified in this Quran for the people from every kind of example. But man has ever been most of anything prone to dispute. This means that, okay, if I'm not going to give it to you, I can give it to you this way, I can give it to you that way, I can give it to you this way, that way, this way, and you still won't believe it because you're prone to dispute. Now, inside of the Kitab, right, it says inside of the Kitab, the Quran is something for every situation being given to us in different ways for our what? There's a reason why Allah is giving us different examples in different situations. It's for our understanding. Everybody has different views. So maybe I see it this way, maybe you see it this way, but if we both see it, whichever way we see it to the right conclusion, then that's why Allah does that. It's for our knowledge base. Every kind of example means that what some may want to give credit to, right? Some may want to say, okay, well, it's liberal thinking, right? But it's not liberal thinking. Some won't give credit to conservative thinking. But it's not conservative thinking. Whatever it may be, what we as Muslims should understand is that working to have that whole humanity educated is what Allah has said to do. Some of these things, for example, giving back from what those who have more than enough. Right. You got more than enough. There's some people out here that got more money than 3, 4, 5 generations of their family could ever spend. But what does Allah said to do? He said to give it back. Give it. You know, you don't need all of it. Right. That's not a liberal decision to raise taxes. That's Allah's decision to raise taxes. If you ain't going to do right, you ain't going to act right. Well, then we have to tax you. We have to make you do right, since you won't do right. And some of the other things, vice versa, we can sit here and say what some things consider be conservative, and that's not conservative. That's what Allah says to do. But what they do is to get people to think that mankind has thought all of this up, right? And now they're rebelling against it because they do not have the knowledge that this is what Allah wants to happen. So this word for man in the ayah from Surah 18 is where we find insan, right? Where we find insan, anisa, right? And from the word today in the ayah that we're using today is nas, right? And that's where we find the human nature at, right? That's where we find the human nature at. There can be something in our very own nature that is always willing to argue, always willing to fight, always willing to dispute, not believe, be opinionated, right? This is without doubt because those like that are without any knowledge or understanding, and they lack to be guided by Allah. And thus, even with a book in their hands, they cannot use it because they're still in the dark. Allah still put that veil over there. When you put a veil over something, I always think, for me, I always thought, when I think of the veil, a lot of times I think of myself, I said the veil wasn't a a dark veil. I'm going to just say that. All right. My mind may have been on that black and white stuff, but I always thought it was a veil that was a positive looking veil. It could have been razor thin, but I couldn't see it yet until he pulled it up. But then you have to think about it. When the Lord puts a veil on those that are never going to get guidance, how thick could that veil be? He said they can hear you recite it and still won't believe. Please understand that the main objective for Shaitan is to have us disobedient. You know, what do teachers say when students don't act right? So I'm going to tell your parents, right? That's the first threat. So I'm going to call your mom. I'm going to call your dad because you don't want to act right. So when we as human beings are going against our nature to be educated, we're going against what our Creator has for us. That's not how you're supposed to act. I'm trying to teach you something. Another objective is to have us not recognize that there is a God. While he does, you know, Shaitan, for us not to acknowledge that there's a God, but Shaitan acknowledges there's a God. You know? I mean, you know, that says something right there. Allah tells us in the Quran that indeed Satan is an enemy to you. So take him as an enemy. He only invites his party to be among the companions of the blaze. He's in hell. He wants everybody else to be in hell with him. Right? Our open enemy. Allah has given us a gift. He's given us many gifts. And the intellect is our gift. Right? He has made us intellects. Then given us our aql, right? And the hadith where Allah says that I swear by my majesty and honor that I have not created any creatures dearer to me than your intellect, your aql, right? And would not perfect anyone's intellect unless I like him. I shall enjoin others to do good and admonish others to do against evil due to the intellect. Reward and punishment is given by means of the intellect. I guess you can be dumb to death. You know, you can just be dumb. You can be so dumb, literally. And what I'm driving at for us, brothers and sisters in faith, is that we must recognize what the problem really is. If you can argue with a chair, all right, you can argue with a chair. You could be 100% right, but you'll never change that chair's opinion. Change that chair's mind. When someone has been used and taken by the Shaitan, it is among those who are twisted about God. They could be book smart. They could be book smart. They could be rich. They could have materials. But what is the key factor that has not been used, and that is the fact that they are lost mentally and they're lost intellectually when it comes to God? They can be in high positions. A lot of people's positions and a lot of people, what they're doing in right now is on spotlight. This is what we see in the history of the Pharaoh. And we see in the rulers, we find in scripture that they decided that regardless, they're only going to believe what is in the best interest of them, even if it's against their own souls. What we're witnesses right now is the same thing that we witnessed before in history. When people are twisted and do not even know, they don't even know they are. They do not even realize that Allah is in control because they think they're in control. You can see them that, you know, they be smart, but they don't have the ilm. They don't have that science. Imam Muhammad said that science is the knowledge from the outer reality that has been interpreted by the outside. That means like outside looking in. And remember, I brought up the reality supported knowledge. If you think you understand something and it's not based in the reality of what it is, then you're not in the true science of it. There's no need of me telling you how a bug looks on the inside if I've never studied a bug. You don't have the ilm, right? Imam Muhammad Ralilani, we also said that exact knowledge and exact science are the signs of Allah. They're the signs of Allah, right? This is what Allah means when he says, soon we will show you our signs in the furthest regions and in your own souls until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth. Meaning that there are signs in the creation, that there are signs in your own selves, and until you are able to finally recognize it, you may not recognize it until the day of judgment. But you're going to recognize it sooner or later that it was all true. It was all reality. And I was living in something else. Our faith has a science. Our faith has a science. The first reality is that is supported by the science is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haq, right? The truth, the reality. If there is no understanding that, if there is no grasping that concept, then there is no clear opportunity to, there is a clear opportunity to be under the impression that I am better than him because you made me a fire and you made him a clay or stinky mud, as they translate it, right? Ilm is learning, information. It's also in the same root as al-amin, right? Where we have the systems of knowledge. Can we see why the Imam connected this for us? Right? Allah is over all of the reality. And the reality in this life is supported by knowledge. Not just any knowledge, but the knowledge supported by the truth. This is why things are crumbling. Because that reality that they thought they were living was not supported by truth. It's very simple. It lasted a long time. In the scheme of things, in the scheme of our lives, it lasted a long time. There's a lot of people that were here and gone and never knew that this stuff was going to crumble. But it had to crumble because it was not based in reality, was not based on truth. You know, this is not something for everyone to grasp. You can tell that when that life changes and they start to see that what they thought was real is not real no more, they don't know how to handle that. Because as Allah says again in the Surah 18, he says, in the story of the young men of the cave, right? He says that this was from the signs of Allah, right? He whom Allah guides is guided, and he whom he leads astray will never find for him a protecting guide. You ever been out and you had to, you know, somewhere and you didn't know where you was going? This is for GPS. And you got to ask somebody at the gas station on the corner, hey, y'all know where this place is? And you trust him. Because, yeah, you know he's from here. And next thing you know, you riding around 20 minutes ain't found what you say. He wasn't a protecting guide. This is what Allah means. Allah said, listen, I want you to go here, there, and there. And faith will let you know that, hey, I trust I'm going here, there, and there. Only Allah can guide, right? That's the statement, period. Only Allah can guide, right? That is the reality. That is the knowledge. That is the science. If God does not guide, then you will be left astray. You will be left to wander in the wilderness of this life, right? And then you will just be what Shaitan is looking for. And I'm speaking to those that don't want guidance. I'm speaking to those that don't care, that's willing. And there's a, you know, I got a parable for later on, but there's another parable that I was trying to get get the full parable for. But there's parables about somebody that's not that wants you going astray, that don't want you guided right. You know, we know these type of stories, right? And for someone that's searching, Allah is already guiding you. Because you have that in you that say, I want something. But for those who feel they're better off without looking for Allah to lead them to the path, they are the one who will never find what they're looking for. Allah is the best of guides. He's the best of knowers. Again, the same word is elamin, right? The same word is ilm, right? The word gives us so much to learn from to understand what we're seeing. Brothers and sisters, our assignment is not to dispute with those who are without knowledge. This is not what Allah is telling us to do. Allah is just giving us some admonition, some advice, right? They were without knowledge, they were without guidance, they're even without a book. They've been fooled, right? And there's a parable that I did want to do. It's called The Wolf and His Shadow. So a wolf left his burrow one evening, you know, feeling good, hungry. And as he ran, he saw that the setting sun cast a shadow far out on the ground. And it looked as the wolf was 100 times bigger than he really was, right? And he said, why? See how big I am. And fancy me running away from a tiny lion. Look how big I am. I'll show him who's fit to be king. He or I, right? And just then, and a shadow that blotted out everything that he was making, a shadow bigger than that, blotted that out, came up on him, and the next instant, the lion ate him up. One single blow. Boom. The moral of the story is don't let your fancies make you forget your reality, right? Don't think yourself bigger than you really are, right? We have to continue to do our task. Others have let their fancies become their reality. When you believe who you think you are and it's not reality, but they believe it. And my point today is for us to recognize what we see and what we're against, but most important, what we have to do. What we have to do. The beginning of this ayah starts with Allah telling us that he has given us the skies and the earth for our use. Right? For our resources. What more could we ask for when Allah has said, I have given them to you already. What else you need? There's nothing on Mars for you. There's nothing on Venus for you. Because I don't have a plane to get there. I don't know how to get there. You know, yeah, they got NASA, but I ain't trying to go there. I'm stationed right here. Let me try to get all I got right here. For Allah has given me everything I need. Even though that's in the creation. Allah, there are going to be those who dispute about Allah. They are not going to believe what they have been given to them by Allah. They believe that it is themselves who have given them what they have, right? They have let their fancies make them to forget the reality that they did not create themselves. They have forgot that one reality that is the most important reality, that Allah is Akbar. We have been given the opportunity to gain knowledge that we need. We have the opportunity to be guided. We have the opportunity to use the book we have been given as a light in this darkness. That darkness that has settled over the world, right? Don't focus on what they are not doing. Let us focus on what we should be doing. This is why I said in the meeting Sunday that we have work to do. We have to establish Ummah. We have to establish Ummah, right? We have to look at the legacy of this community, right? What we have done so far up to today, Allahu Akbar. But what can be done from today on, Allahu Akbar. And as I close, I pray that I got my point across today. Allahu Alam. Allah is the best knowing, inshallah, if Allah wills. And if we believe in what Allah has done for us, if we believe in our creator, our guide, our protector, our helper, our provider, then we must not work even harder for what we are to establish. While we're still under this pandemic, we must work to plan for what we must do. You know, the Sirah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is that whenever there was something that came up, they would all meet. They would all meet together somewhere and start talking about it. Right? This is where the concept of shul came from. But the point is that they just wouldn't do it on a fly, off the hip. They would talk about it and work on it and see what's the best thing for them to do. So during this pandemic, I think that's what we should be doing. We should be really focusing on how do we come out of this pandemic. And we've already been moving during it, but we can ramp it up. We can ramp it up, you know. The reporting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when the human being dies, his deeds end except for three. Ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, and a righteous child who prays for him. Our deeds will continue to be here even after we leave this life. We will get credit for them where we want to go. Beneficial knowledge is establishing an ummah, and a righteous child who will praise for him. That doesn't necessarily mean he has to be your seed. I'm thankful for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I never met him. But I'm thankful for what he did, what he stood up for, what he tried to establish that allowed me to be here today. Imam W.D. Muhammad and so many others. Just an example I'm giving. So when a righteous child who prays for him is somebody that comes after, somebody comes in the lineage of what you've established and is thankful for what you established. May Allah guide us, protect us, and give us mercy to fulfill our task. And inshallah, we can live in our reality. And inshallah, I've given some of the benefit today. Of course, all praise due to Allah, and if any errors I'm responsible for. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the knowledge that does not benefit, from the heart that does not repent, and from the soul that is not content, and from the supplication that is not answered. Ameen.